morning, Sterling High School Radio. I am your host, Raymond Madrid, followed with my co-host, Michelle Milton, over from Mason McFalls. We're going to start this off with the weather.
All right, I got the weather for you. So, right now in New Jersey, it is 61 degrees, and it feels like 61 degrees. It's gonna be mostly cloudy, you know. It's fine though. The lowest it's gonna be is 36 at 6 a.m. and that's pretty cold.
That's great to hear. So we're gonna start this off talking about the people in our bracket. So we have Beatles going against Queen, and Youngblood going with Sam Smith. Mason, what do you think about this? What are your thoughts?
Well, hold up. I found a Beatle today, so I think it's a sign, because, you know, we're playing the Beatles today. It was very weird. But I think we got a good matchup today. Sam Smith, Youngblood, not too familiar with that. But Beatles and Queen, that's more up my alley. I think we got Beatles beating Queen this year.
Michelle, what do you think about the bracket and how it's going to go this year?
Well, I think it's really, like, awesome that, like, Beatles and the Queen's going to verse. Me, personally, I think Queen's going to win because, like, they have, like, more songs, like, everyone knows, like, Bohemian Rhapsody, stuff like that. I can't think of any, but it's fine. But I think Queen's going to win.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to play a song by Beatles, because, Michelle, I think we're going to prove you wrong. I think Beatles is going to take this one. I don't know about you. But talking about Beatles, this is Eleanor Rigby.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of the sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
By the Beatles. Michelle, so back on this whole Queen thing, what do you think about this? What's gonna go down? How do you think the public is gonna, like, act on this?
What was the question? Good. All right. So I think that, like, people are gonna, like I said, people are gonna know more of Queen, because let's face it, Queen rules. But the Beatles are good also. But I gotta go with my man Queen. It's great.
Really? Mason, what do you think about Queen and the Beatles?
I like them both. I wasn't a huge fan of Queen. I always thought they were overplayed. I never really liked the Beatles that much either, but this is rock, and rock's my thing, as most people know. So, I gotta go with the Beatles on this.
Of course. Alright, now we're gonna play Blackbird by the Beatles. Make sure you use your tune on Knight's Radio, and make sure you guys are voting to move or break it up, because I really think we're gonna do good. We really put a lot of thought into this. Alright, Blackbird by the Beatles.
Marching band. This was our last marching band. Do you remember what we did for the Beatles? Like, what songs we did?
I'm pretty sure we did Eleanor Rigby. We did Yesterday, and I'm pretty sure we did Hey Jude. Hey Jude was a really good one. I think it was like one of our best moments, to be honest with you.
Hey Jude is so good.
Oh, talking about Hey Jude, we're about to play Hey Jude right now.
Hey Jude. Sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and gather.
that was Hey Jude by the Beatles. We're going to transition over to our next scene, Queen with Under Pressure.
Just like a violin, I'm trying to get you right up and again.
realize the person can do the momentary out of action. To the polarity out of time. So I say you
That was Killer Queen by Queen. We're going to pass this on to Sam Smith. He actually was very popular through 2012 and 2015. One of his most popular songs was Latch. It was something featured on his Closer's Breakthrough. It got him on the UK single charts, which is actually very good. So we're going to launch this to Latch by Sam Smith.
Lift my head up, and the rest of me is down. You and charming, even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on me. Now I know that I have found you.
I'm a fool. You must think that.
stand a chance. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye. I'm hoping I'm thinking I'm calling you. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even when you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. Gonna get too close to you, even when I mean almost to you. Guess you call me baby in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye. Only they just see me cry.
I'm way
too good at goodbye. No. Cause every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. But we don't stand a chance. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
And that was Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. I just wanted to say, make sure you guys are voting at Knights Radio. We're going to have Beatles and Queen and Youngblood and Sam Smith going against each other. Make sure you guys are voting so we see who goes up and who follows up in the next bracket for next Friday. Yesterday, we had Shakira actually winning J Balvin and Selena winning Ozuna, which is, like, very interesting because, I don't know, like, J Balvin was pretty popular. But in our bracket, we're going to follow you guys up with Youngblood Parents.
In a matchbook century, my favorite flavored sweets are raspberry, feds and meat. I bought a carburetor at age 16. I brush my teeth with a bleach cause I ain't got time for cavities. My daddy put a gun to my head, said if you kiss a boy I'm gonna shoot you dead. So I tied him up with gaffer tape and locked him in a shed. Then I went out to the garden and my best friend kissed my kiss my I always right. Only 17, had the saddest pair of eyes that you ever seen. Wore them lips in a cold, it was not too clean. But she can't be herself when she's somebody else. In her mind, she would take her mother's wedding ring. But school got pretty tough when they see it gleam. So she hid herself under the mezzanine, reenacting scenes. Yeah, she dreamed she'd go to California. Everyone would adore her, and all her mates would call her. So far in the morning, is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Yeah, yeah. Every morning she will wake up with another plan. Yeah, her mom and dad, they couldn't understand why she couldn't set it off, become a better man. Art is therapy, so ancient in the side of her mind, and she never had. Yeah, the story told too many times, it makes me sad. Better off, I made a fortune out of art class. Deferred her money back, cause she dreamed she'd go to California. That everyone would adore her, and all her mates would call her. So far in the morning, is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Yeah, yeah. Is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like you're relevant? Do you feel like you're relevant? Do you feel like you're just scared?
By Youngblood. It looks like we're actually coming to an end of our show. Michelle, Mason, what are your final words for this bracket? Your final words, what do you think?
Final words. I think Queen's gonna win, and I think Sam Smith's gonna win, because they're, like, popular, you know? That's just my thoughts. Mason, what about you?
I'll agree on the Sam Smith, because I don't know too much about Sam Smith or Youngblood, besides what you guys have told me and what I've looked up, but I gotta disagree on the Queen thing. Beatles are gonna win by far 80-20%.
Of course, we're gonna see how this ends up. Make sure you tune in to Monday. We're gonna have Justin Timberlake going against Prince and Katy Perry going against Michael Jackson. Make sure you guys also are voting at Knights Radio. We are always looking at the tweets, we're always on there, so make sure you guys tweet at us. Make sure you recommend some songs during the week as well. Make sure you vote. That I'm your host, Urban Madrid, followed with your co-hosts, Michelle Montenegrin and Mason McFalls. And you are listening to Sterling High School Radio. Here is Cotton Candy by Youngblood.
I'm holding close, on the low, I guess. let it go from body. Hold the dose to tell me your name and tell me your problems. I gotta shame, and I don't wanna get stuck between your feet like cotton candy. So you remember me, darling. I'm losing myself in you. Between